I really got in the reading this week that that kind of being silly and taking a look at a rock from both sides can help open you to larger perspectives. And I started wondering, I know there's a lot of thought on how our thinking affects the structure of our brain, and I started wondering, what if every time we had a brand new thought or an aha, a new area of our brain was opening up? And so it would follow, if I had one aha per day, that I would be opening my mind up more and more. More and more. It'd be like the lights were coming on. And Holmes, in Speed of Mind and Success, kind of amplifies that when he says that every day, if you sit down and take a little time and think about how you want your life and just keep expanding that idea, that your life keeps reflecting that, because that's all that can ever happen, is that your life gives back what you expect. And so I thought, well, that'd be really cool if I could just every day open up my mind and expand it a little bit more. And it's as though that divine spark within me keeps getting lit anew every day, every time you sit down and you think about it. And I believe that this creativity and the ahas we have is really just our own inner voice that we're hearing. And we're always in communication with the infinite, but it seems like when we're having those moments of laughter and fun and thinking new ideas, that we're really in touch with our infinite being. And Holmes says that we need to be really mindful of walking in our own light instead of depending upon others. And it's really easy to follow the norm, and that's part of what the chapter reading in Whack on the Side of the Head is about, which is not following the norm and then seeing what happens to your thinking as it follows. I think sometimes that gurus and teachers can be a trap for us to avoid thinking about our own and listening to our own inner voice. And how many of you have run into people that are deeply involved in some kind of spiritual undertaking that do a great job of parroting what they've been taught, but in actuality their own lives don't really reflect the deepened communication with themselves or with spirit. So I think it's really important, as we walk down our own lives, to own our lives and to have it as fun and creative as possible. So, in the book, A Whack on the Side of the Head, it talks about doing the opposite of what is expected. And they talk about the sales for holidays, for instance, are predictable. Normally, as soon as Christmas is over, you can expect the Valentine's stuff to go up. As soon as Valentine's Day is over, then the Easter stuff comes up. And then there's the 4th of July sales, the Memorial Day stuff. And Christmas used to be, it didn't start until after Thanksgiving when I was really little. And now I think it's usually the beginning of October that you can start to see the displays. And so it's all very predictable. But actually, if we started doing things out of sequence and catching people by surprise, I think they would we'd probably have more sales. So this is a great story that I was reading about doing something unexpected to get great results. And in it, the in 1334, the Duchess of Tyrol had laid siege to the castle of some castle in Austria. She knew that the siege would take some months because the fortress was located on a cliff high above the valley floor. As time wore on, the defenders in the castle became desperate, and their only remaining food was an ox and several bags of grain. The Duchess's situation, however, had also become severe. Her troops were becoming unruly, there seemed to be no end to the siege, and she had pressing matters elsewhere. So at this point, the commander within the castle decided to undertake an action that looked crazy to his men. He slaughtered the last ox and stuffed it with grain, and then threw the carcass over the cliff into the meadow in front of the enemy camp. The Duchess interpreted this message to mean that the castle had so much food that they could afford to waste it. And because the castle's commander did the opposite of what the Duchess expected, he jolted her into believing that her siege wasn't working, and therefore she abandoned it and moved on. And that's so true, you know, in our own life, that we can think of ways that we can take an existing situation and turn it around into something else. I have a candy in my mouth. One of the things I love to do when I have a little extra time is to try to see if I can take a different route between two points. Like coming between my home in Maryland and Sterling, I like to try different routes. And I have this rule, I can't go the same way each time. And sometimes if I'm in a new city and I have only a vague idea of what the city's outlines are and the major roads, I like to take off and just drive and see where I go. And I've gotten some really interesting results doing that. And every time I do that, there's a little bit of anxiety that maybe I'm going to get so lost that I'm going to have to go ask for directions, but maybe I'm going to see some incredible things and make new discoveries. And that's what I try to do every time I move to a new location, is try to see if I can get lost and what happens. Another thing I try to do is to keep my son off guard. As you know, he's 18, and he's really about ready, at least chronologically, to go off and move out on his own. So most of the time he acts pretty dependent, although there are a lot of moments like this week when he announced to me that he wanted me to give him $1,000 so that he could go to Florida for spring break.
I would say that's pretty independent.
I bet the Swiss came out then.
Oh, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. Because what I did was I said, oh, honey, that's a really interesting idea. And, you know, I just kept listening to him, and finally he just gave up. Because his idea was that if I gave him $1,000, he would go try to find some friends with a car, and then they would all head south together. So, you know, I guess in talking about it, he realized that maybe wasn't the best idea. But I kind of have fun playing alternately going in between the parent that, you know, tells my son to study, clean his room, and do this, do that, to being very relaxed and laid back, so he never knows what to expect. Unpredictable, that's right. And I get really good results if I'm not predictable all the time, because he never knows what to expect from me. And another way we can open up to surprising ourselves is by role-playing. And I don't know if any of you have ever tried taking roles, play acting, and taking a role that you wouldn't normally play. Like if you're in a relationship pretending to be your partner while they pretend to be you, you get to hear some things that you had never thought of if you hadn't done that. And what it does is it really allows your mind to be freed from the grooves of everyday thinking. So that's really what this is all about. So what Holmes says is that we always have to have some kind of mental equivalent to bring whatever we want into form. And my thought is that if I'm always thinking the same thoughts, if I always drive the same route between two points, I'll always get the same results. And so by mixing it up, by trying new things, I can bring in grander ideas into my vision of how great my life can be, and all of us can as well. So what Holmes recommends is that you sit daily and see yourself as the center of divine attraction, and that everything you want or need are coming to you, and that the power within you is going out and drawing and magnetizing everything you want in your life. And so I'm going to close. He goes on, he says, just imagine that all things are coming to you, and that the power is going out and drawing back all that you'll ever need. Don't argue about it, just do it. And when you have finished, leave it all to the law, knowing that it will be done. Declare that all life, all love, and power are now in your life. Declare that you are now in the midst of plenty. Stick to it, even though you may not as yet see the result. It will work. And those who believe the most always get the most. Think of the law as your friend, always looking out for your interest. Trust completely in it and will bring your good to you. So what we're doing this week and we'll be doing after the break is mixing it up. We're taking the basic principles of science and mind and new thought, and we're going to mix it up with some fun.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to practice taking some thoughts that we have about or beliefs and turning them around and then talking about why that might work. So now we could maybe take a break for about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And then come back and we'll break into small groups.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.